135 and 0.
Another two-piece, another win. Hey, 2 days ago, Saturday, I beat 3 motherfuckers in 1 day. Phenomenal. And I start the week by brutally beating the shit out of a fucking 220-pounder. Yeah, that motherfucker was a 220-pound former MMA heavyweight fighter. Said he did it when he was a kid, and then he stopped. But he said it gave him enough experience to fight, you know. I mean, he's a fighter, just a former fighter. But regardless, 220 pounds. Listen, you saw that right hand. I was like, brutal right. Dude, that motherfucker flew like 15. Well, you remember the two-piece against. I mean, I still think that wild-ass fucking bam, bam against that black belt martial artist. Yeah, I think that was a better win. But this was nice, too, man. I'm the greatest, man. I keep telling everybody. I went to the gym. I went there, at 6 today. I was there for, 4 hours. I was just hitting the bag, training, shadow boxing. Because nobody wanted to fight. I kept challenging everybody. Oh, and I saw my former opponent that I beat on video, Jacob. Y'all remember Jacob, that buff heavyweight that I smashed? I seen this son of a bitch, man. This motherfucker, I come up to him. I'm like, Jacob, man, you remember me? I'm like, I beat your ass in that one gym, man. I'm like, he's like, no, I don't remember you. I'm like, you don't remember me. There's a YouTube video of me beating your fucking ass. I told him all this. Yeah. I'm like, here's your chance for redemption. You ain't going to get it. You're going to lose again. I'm like, let's go right now. He starts giving excuses. He's like, meet me at fucking some fucking MMA Muay Thai gym tomorrow. I'm like, I called that gym, literally. No, I'm like, tomorrow. I'm like, I'm here right now, motherfucker. Well, why tomorrow? Right now. Here's an extra pair of gloves. We did this before. We fought before. Let's do it again. That heavyweight, Jacob, that I TKO'd. Man, I fucking bombed on that guy, man. I beat his ass for a minute, and then I stopped him. No, it's just because nobody wanted to fight. I mean, there's no point of a rematch with him, but he just showed up to the gym, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, you look familiar. No. I'm like, what's your name? He's like, Jacob. I'm like, man, I beat your fucking ass in 2015. Man, fuck that motherfucker, man. He declined the rematch. So, yeah, that heavyweight from Lebanon, 220 pounds, man. Dude, I beat 270-pounder, man. Again, 270 pounds. Fucking, listen, I'm the heavyweight slayer, man. These heavyweights will never beat me. These cruiserweights will never beat me. Fuck, nobody will ever fucking beat me. And I went down to Inglewood today, and some motherfucker was starting acting smart. He's like, yeah, you may be. I was 134-0 earlier, and I'm 135-0 now. You know, congratulations, haters, on another failure. You know, I actually, for the first time in 7 years, I went on BoxingScene.com and BoxRag.com, and I walked on the forum, and I read that crap. I did it so it could motivate me, and my God, you fucking deluded fucks, you're still selling me short just how you did when I, back. I mean, not as much. One guy said I got better, but he's saying, some guy was saying that I got better, but I'm still green and shit like that. My God, dude, you people are sick in the head, man. I'm 135-0. I got 105 knockouts, 123 title defenses, man. I'm literally fighting every day pretty much. April 9, I beat 3 guys. April 10, I take a rest for 1 day. April 11, I'm back in it. Boom, boom. You say, hey, it's on YouTube.
Posting the fight.
I mean, come on, man. Fucking black belt martial artist, bombed on him. Kickboxer, bombed on him. U.S. Marine, bombed on him. Fucking MMA fighter, 220-pounder, bombed on him. What the fuck? I mean, and after I beat this MMA guy, I was like, fuck it, I'll stick around, I'll get another one, you know what I mean? Some boxer, former boxer, he said he used to box a long time ago, and he used to spar this clown. Listen, none of these TV fighters, garbage. I think he was a TV fighter. He said he had some TV fights. He said he used to fight 10 and 12 rounders. I forgot his name, some Mexican dude. He said in Mexico, he fought on some Mexican channels and shit and whatever. So he's 205 pounds, but he said back he was 130. He gained a lot of weight. So he used to spar this guy, Ponce de Leon, whatever. Yeah, I would kill that guy. There's some small little fucking dude, box rec actor, and I'm like, oh, mainstream, mainstream. I'm like, you're mainstream, right? He's like, yeah, I used to be. I'm like, used to be. I'm like, okay. I'm like, let's go, man. I got a pair of gloves right there. So he agreed. And then once the camera started pointing at him, he says, oh, no, I ain't doing this. He's like, you're putting it on YouTube, man. Fuck that, man. He's like, you're going to put it on Instagram. I'm like, Instagram? I ain't got a fucking Instagram, motherfucker. I'm like, I'm the champ, son. I told him, I'm like, hey, I exposed all you fucking mainstream bitches. And he said, hey, whatever, man. He just walked away. And then I taunted him. I came up to him and I'm like, motherfucker, what's up? He just started smiling. He patted me on the back. He's like, it's all good, man. Keep up the good work, man. He's like, you already beat somebody. Why do you want to fight me, man? Yeah, I mean, listen, I knocked a lot of people out. I just have a broken finger. No, the dude today, he nearly dropped. Like, the camera guy, man, he should have turned on him. He kept focusing the camera on me. Yeah, he got the two punches, the left of the jaw and the right hand. The right hand was like way harder and better. Yeah, that motherfucker like nearly took a knee. He nearly dropped. He should have focused on him. I mean, you could all hear him fucking yell like in pain when I hit him, man. Then after the fight, he told me, "God damn, your hands are so fast," and I couldn't even see that shit. And when I was training, I was hitting the bag. I was punching that shit so hard. My God, my power increased, man. You all saw today. I'm so strong, man. My fucking speed and power with my right hand, I was fucking throwing bombs, man. There was some girl like stretching or some shit at the heavy bag room. She was seeing the look on her face. You know what I mean? When she saw me hit that bag, I shook the. She was like terrified, dude. And some motherfucker came up to me. And he was like, holy shit, man. He's like, no, he started asking me. He's like, who are you, man? He's like, fuck, I don't know. You would fucking knock fucking Mike Tyson out, man. He's like, I've never seen anybody punch that fucking hard. He's like, he asked me, who are you? I'm like, wait a minute. Everybody knows who I am. I mean, a lot of people know who I am. Fall boxer, man. Charlie Z, man. Charlie Delano, full name. He's like, shit, train me, dude. He's like, I've never seen anybody in my life. He's like, none of that UFC bullshit. None of those guys can hit that fucking hard. He's like, how do you weigh like 170? I'm like, no, I'm 160, even less. He's like, fuck, man. He's like, you hit like you're fucking 260, man. He's like, God damn. So, yeah, definitely. You know who I want to knock out? Anthony Joshua, man. The guy's a fucking joke, man. He beat some bum and he's getting hyped. What the fuck is an IBF belt? International Bullshit Fraud? Is that what it stands for? Oh, okay. I didn't know. Now I know. Well, the UBF stands for Underground Boxing Federation. It's a real fucking, a real champion that literally goes out of his way and challenges everybody. Different gyms, different areas. Every fight you see, notice they look different. Yeah, because those are different gyms. I don't beat motherfuckers up in one gym. I switch up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got kicked out of some gyms for violence. I mean, I knocked the U.S. Marine out so bad that the motherfucker. Literally, you got killed, man. Shelf hit the shelf and hit the ground, man. I since 135 was such a great victory, and the guy nearly went down, and I have videos of me literally putting motherfuckers down. I want 136 to be a knockout. I'm thinking Las Vegas. Yeah, I beat. There's no competition, man. Nobody can even. Obviously, nobody can beat me. Nobody can even put up a fight. I was even thinking of calling up Mario. Remember that guy that had a, slugfest with me until I knocked his ass out? Yeah, but if we fought now, he would not. It wouldn't be like that. Like it wouldn't be close. I wouldn't even call the first fight close. I was clearly beating his ass. He was landing a little bit too, you know. Now, see. All these guys I beat, I mean, it makes Mario look like, I mean, Mario's a very good boxer. He was a good slugger, hard puncher. You know, he was, relentless fighter, man. That guy would fucking destroy Pacquiao and Mayweather, definitely. He was 180, man. He's too big for Mayweather and Pacquiao. I mean, I got his number. I'm thinking, fuck it, rematch with him and knock him out again. But it's just the way I knocked him out, it's like it's going to be hard to top. What if in the rematch I TKO him? You know, because in the first fight I put him down. You know, with a jab too. The motherfucker came out with me with two haymakers, and I just, you know, I switched southpaw, and I just went bam. The motherfucker hit the fucking ground, man. But yeah, when I was hitting that bag, the fucking roof was shaking, man. Fuck, man. I don't even train anymore. I was just hitting the bag because nobody wanted to fight. I was just like killing time, you know, like waiting for somebody to show up. You know, barely got a fight. I had to ask like 40 fucking people, man. At the rate I'm going, yes, I could get to 1,000 wins. I could. I mean, I could literally win thousands of these, you know, fights and put them on YouTube. But then, literally, that would be a milestone. To, man, dude, 500 or no. Dude, I can retire right now, 135 and no. But the thing, I'm too young to retire. I'm 27. If I was 37, then I'd retire. Or, you know, maybe have like a few more fights. And then, yeah, but... Okay, about to be 28 soon. May, June, you know, about 3.5 months, 3 months. I'm be 28 years old. But yeah, man. The kickboxer and some fucking Muay Thai clown quit. As soon as I let my hands go, the dude covered up and said started talking shit, saying I'm going too hard, he's going to kick me, blah, blah, blah. And then the third guy in the same day, the U.S. Marine, yeah, see that, like, after 3 wins in 1 day, what would be the point to fight a few days, like, literally a day after that? What would be the point to, well, I'll explain, because I went easy on that Marine. You see how I punched him? Bam, 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 and then I could have put that motherfucker to sleep. But there were treadmills there and everything. And I'm like, ah, you know, I just, like, felt sorry for the dude, you know what I'm saying? I just fucking, you know, I lit him up, you know. Boom, you know, left, right, left, you know, this motherfucker's head was like a fucking punch bag. He looked like my Bob for a few seconds there, man. You know what I mean? For a second, I hit him 3 times in a second. And, yeah, this Jacob guy, he's a fucking, you know, bitch-ass fucking motherfucker. The MMA fighter that I beat in 2015. Yeah, I've seen him, man. I'm like, let's go again, motherfucker. You know exactly who I am. He started acting like he doesn't know me, and then he was, like, smiling. Like, motherfucker, you just don't want to fight, man. And I showed him how I beat Deontay Wilder and shit. He just didn't want to do it. And he's like, tomorrow, he started mentioning some gym, Muay Thai, Function Fitness, whatever. I called him up. And I asked him, do you guys allow full contact boxing? Like, not sparring. I'm talking like underground fight, like full out. Do you allow that? They're like, oh, no, we don't allow that. And I'm like, man, I thought so. Dude, that Jacob guy, you know what happened when I beat his ass in 2015? I told him, if you ever want a rematch, you know, yeah, let's do it. And he gave me his number, and I called, you know, just to, like, I called like a few months later or something just to check. He gave me a wrong number. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he planned today. He's like, oh, yeah, meet me tomorrow. See? Gave me some bullshit gym address. I didn't even ask for his number because I already knew that he terrified of me. I mean, I nearly took the guy's head off on video. I mean, of course he doesn't want a rematch. But yeah, man, I beat heavyweights all the time, man. It's like every time I beat a guy who's even under 200, it's kind of I feel like I'm taking a step back, you know. I don't like fighting guys my size because it's outrageous. If I'm beating heavyweights, imagine what I would do to, you know. Okay, you saw what I did to that Marine was like 170. He was, you know, even a little heavier than me. And he was 170, and I knew he fucking killed the guy. If I punch Gennady Golovkin one time, dude, Tyson Fury says no fighter can beat him. Dude, I'd kill that guy. Why? He's not a real fighter. I would murder him, man. That guy's a joke. Fucking, he fought 2 times in 2015. He had 2 fights on BoxRec. In 2015, I win fucking 3 fights a day. He's not on my level. I would kill this guy, man. One punch, just what you saw today. Today, two-piece, one, whatever, two-piece or fucking Listen, I've hit Tyson Fury once or twice, and that would be it. That's it. He would get knocked the fuck out, or he'd fucking quit, or he'd get TKO. That's it. It would be just like I beat these like underground fighters. You know what I'm saying? Johan Sakel was a TV fighter, but you know what I mean? He had one TV fight and fucked him up. Yeah, but it doesn't fucking matter. TV fighters suck. I told you, these under the radar underground fighters, they're better than TV fighters because they're real fighters. They do it to do it, not for this fake bullshit. There's no competition, man. There's no, not only that nobody can beat me, nobody can even give me a good fight. It's just like, even I'm like, fuck, man, you guys are somebody fucking, nobody. I'm too goddamn fast. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm prime zone off. I evolved into such a great boxer that it's becoming like, this is like too easy, man. You know what I'm saying? It's becoming too easy. No, I literally challenge myself to the point where I get a guy who's kickboxed for many years, who's knocked motherfuckers out, 270 pounds, and I literally blast this guy out in like 1 or 2 seconds. Okay, so it's not my fault that I'm so fucking talented and strong and fast, and people are complaining, oh, Charles, your fights are so quick. Okay, but it's not my fault that you want me to go full out, right? Okay, well, there you go. Even if I go 50%, these motherfuckers are going to get wiped out right away. Literally, if I hold back, if I go 20% and just jab them, they're gonna get a bloody nose and quit. You know what I mean? Nobody can fuck with me, man. Charlie's on off the greatest. Yeah, I texted my wife to fight. She said I fight way too much. She says, baby, you need to relax. But she says she's already used to it. I told her, baby, you're not here. You're in Ukraine. I'm waiting for you to come. The process has started 4 months ago. They can let her out literally any second. I mean, what else is there to do? You know what I mean? When she's here, then obviously, I'm not gonna be, and I know that because I'm not gonna be boxing as often as I am now, like fucking every other day, multiple times a day. I'm not gonna be doing that. I mean, I'm still gonna be fighting, but I'm gonna fight like a lot less. And even though my wife is a goddess and everything, I'm a miss to combat, man. But that's why I'm doing it as much as I can until before she comes. Because when she comes, I'm gonna be able to put on my lap and be like, baby, look at what I've done. Every win for you. Yeah, man, I clowned this TV fighter today, man, or whatever. Sparring partner, Ponce de Leon, what the fuck, man? I mean, heavyweights are fucking literally. The guy nearly flew out the window, man. If I hit fucking Floyd Mayweather Jr. like that, man, the guy would collapse, dude. Way too much force, man, in my hands, man. Nah, today I didn't go easy, man. I wasn't playing today, man. I'm never playing, man. I'm saying against the Marine, I just went bop, bop, bop. You know what I mean? I just popped him 3 times in the face, and then I just felt sorry for that motherfucker. And then I asked him, like, you want to continue? He's like, I got to go, man. But today I was like, boom, boom, motherfucker. That right hand, I applied a lot of power. He nearly went down. Hey, there's fights where there was no nearlies, man. Motherfucker's literally, hey, canvas. I call him Canvas Boy. It's his nickname. Canvas Boy fucking went down right away, man. Fucking Kung Fu motherfucker, man. Motherfucker fucking hit the canvas so hard, man. Kissed the canvas, huh? Kung Fu, man. I punched him so hard, he probably felt like fucking 30 kicks hit him at the same time, man. but you box like, hey, you clowns, man. I read the shit. It was some recent shit, like 2016. Boxingscene.com, man. Hey, you bitches are fucking delusional, man. I beat Deontay Wilder. I'm 135-0, man. You understand? I'll rematch him anytime, anywhere, dude. I'll be willing to go to Alabama and fight him in his own gym, in the ring that he spars and. In the ring that he hits the mitts with, yes, in front of his people, I'll bring my people. Let's do this again. He doesn't want to do it. See, because I already beat Wilder, you know what I'm saying? These other mainstream cats did it. Like I said, I caught one of them at the gym today, and the guy backed out once he saw the cameras pointing at him. Come on, I'm not going to fight without a fight being filmed, unless it's like a street fight, you know, that I have to. And I don't street fight anymore, you know, unless I really have to. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, 135 try, 135 failed. 136 is going to be the best win ever. I mean, I actually started, you know, like, I don't even train for these fights, but today I was hitting the bag, and I'm telling you, my power is fucking at its scary bag. You saw the result, man. You saw the fight, man. Literally, instant. As soon as I let my shit go, the motherfucker was gone. As soon as I let my shit go. He asked me in the, like, before, he was like, well, but you're like, he's like, I'm 220. He's like, what are you, like, 160? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, listen, put the gloves on. And let history be made, homeboy. Put the gloves on. Snap, snap, son. Pack your bags, motherfucker. Charlie's on off the greatest, man. Box rack. You son of a bitch is schizophrenic, man. Hey, box rack, man. You motherfuckers. You people that post on that forum and sell me short, man. 135 an hour? How the fuck are you going to sell that short? Remember they were talking about Ray Robinson, 128 and 1? What the fuck is that compared to 135 and 0? I'm beating heavyweights. I beat a 270-pounder. That guy's fucking one arm weighs more than Ray Robinson, man. If I punched Ray Robinson one time, man, he'd be exactly where he's at right now, man. You know what I'm saying? All these guys, Sugar Ray. Okay, I don't want to talk shit about Mosley because I met him in real life and, you know, he gave me credit and everything, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, Mosley, but he's part of that fake boxing shit, you know. I don't want to talk shit about him, you know. Because, you know, he wished me luck, saying, you know, good luck in your career, you know, hope you become the champ and shit like that, you know. There's very few mainstream casts that I'm cool with, you know. But the majority, though, no, man, they're my enemies. You know who I want to knock out? I can't stand this guy. This guy has severe mental problems because he, like, repeats himself over and over and it doesn't make sense what he's saying. He keeps saying, come on, champ, let's go, champ, let's go, champ. You hear me, Shannon? Pick up your phone, Shannon. I'll come down to Florida, whoop your bitch ass. Shit, I'll take my talents to South Beach any day, motherfucker. All you got to do is pick up your phone, motherfucker. Let's go, champ, let's go, champ. Calling out David Gay. What the fuck? David Gay, he looked like a gay version of Afro Man, man. That fucking Afro, what the fuck was that? How you gonna let fucking Punk, if Shannon Briggs did that to me, what he did today, he was like talking shit to David, hey, dude, if he did that, that's what I'm saying, it's a show. If somebody literally fucking did, talked all that shit to me in person like that, yeah, I would do what I did to the guy today. I would attack Briggs. I would, are you kidding? I would not tolerate him running his mouth like that. So, yeah, Shannon Briggs, man, like I said, I'm going to say it again. I have his phone number. All he has to do, hey, Shannon, because they put my radio, if you pick up your phone and you agree to fight me, you go see who the fucking champ is, man. Let's go, champ, huh? Hey, let's go. Mother, if you agree, you're not picking up your phone, though. Pick up your phone. I'm taking my talents to South Beach, man. And I'm going to win in honor, like with honor. You know what I mean? Fuck LeBron James, man. Kawhi Leonard, best player in the league. But, yeah, you know, disappointed about the Spurs loss, but you know, bottom line is I'm winning in boxing, man. So that's all that matters. But trust me, San Antonio, I was arguing with a Warriors fan today, you know, taxi driver. Man, he pissed me off, man. He kept saying, oh, the Warriors, they're the champions, man. They smashed your Spurs yesterday. He's like, I hate to break it to you, champ, man, but your team's going to make it to the third round. They're going to get beat by the Warriors. I'm like, no, they're not. And I'm like, win or lose, I'm a Spurs fan. I'm like, hey, the 5 championships they won, legendary. And they're going to win that 6th one. And he's like, they're old, they're old. I'm like, motherfucker, their best player is 24 years old, and their second best player is 30 years old. They're not fucking old. Both of their, one of their guys, LaMarcus, is in his prime. You know, Kawhi, he's not even in his prime yet. This motherfucker is already better than, well, obviously he's better than Kobe. Kobe's fucking done. This motherfucker is already better than LeBron James. I'm gonna give, LeBron James is on the decline. He's still good, but he, you know, no, he. Yeah, I won again. Yeah, boxing, man. I won again, man. Shit, man. No surprise, man. It's fucking. Yeah, I gotta get one more. I'm thinking this. I'm thinking I get. Beat one more mainstream cat, and I have a semi-retirement. I need to, like, you know how Michael Jordan retired and went to baseball and came back a few years later. Yeah, I need to retire for a long. Like, I mean, come on, man. This is too much fighting, man. It's not even about proving. It's about, I'm 27, going on 28, but you know, okay, yeah, I'm beating these guys with ease. But you understand how much fucking my body goes through? A broken finger. Two broken fingers, actually. Well, the one when I knocked the old cut out of that finger, it healed. But the other, when I beat Gonzalez, the other broken finger, yeah, that shit. I'm literally, I punched the guy with a huge right hand with the hand that the finger's broken up. So, I mean. Yeah, I'm thinking, 136 and 0, and then call it a year. Oh, fuck. I need to beat my own record, though. Got 31 wins this year. Fuck. Unbelievable. 4 months. 31 wins already. Started the year January 1st. I beat the shit out of a third degree black belt. Yeah, I'm the greatest. Yeah, see, the thing is, Floyd Mayweather Jr., I don't think that guy would ever fight me unless I, like, seen him on the street. And that's what I'm saying. Even then, he wouldn't fight me. He'd probably get his bodyguards to, like, try to protect him and shit. He's a pussy, man. That guy's a fake. And the guy that came up to me, oh, yeah, the dude, he's like, what the fuck? He's like, how do you hit so hard? He's like, fuck. Well, he's like, I was like literally in the other room and I could hear the goddamn roof moving, man. He's like, holy shit. He's like, you hit anybody like that, man. He's like, fucking, he's like, you'd kill the fucking, the Klitschko, Vladimir Klitschko. He's like, you'd fucking kill that guy. He's like, and I told him, I'm like, that dude ducked me for years, man. Fucking called his office. I even got a hold of his actual cell number. I called his cell. This guy's clicking on me. You know, so, man, I went into two-piece on Vlad, man. If I went into two-piece on Vlad, you know, he'll be crushed into pieces. I still want to fight Vladimir Klitschko. Even though he lost to bitch-ass Fury, because, you know, me and Klitschko, and the Klitschko's used to train the same gym. That's why, you know, I was a kid at that time. Yeah, that time I didn't challenge them because I was 16 years old, man. But now, yeah, now they don't want none, man. The other fucking retard Klitschko is mayor of Ukraine. My wife's Ukrainian, man. My wife is a model, former model. Daria, y'all know Daria. What can I say, man? You know, the best fighter in the world, the best boxer in the world, man. Literally, man. It's once in a lifetime, but you're never going to see another boxer who's going to fight this often, man. I'm beating the shit out of all these guys for free. Yeah, but guess what? I'm making money now. People are coming up to me and asking me to train them, and I tell them, you know, this is not free. You're going to have to pay. And they're like, of course, yeah. He's like, yeah, I got another student now. I think in a few days, I'm going to train him. Going overtime. No, I told him. He's like, I told him exactly what we're gonna do. I said, all right, listen, this is, you know, since I beat these mainstream clowns, you're gonna have to listen to me, and you're gonna have to go by my style, because my style works. Every time I fight, I win. I'm 135 and 0, man. So, you know, told him I'm gonna charge him a lot, but you know, I'm like, you know, whatever. If you don't have the money, if you're not super rich or whatever, you know, give me whatever you got. Fuck it. You know, I'm not stingy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck. So yeah, whatever. I'm training the kid how to fight, man. I told him that I'm gonna hit the bag, and everything I'm doing, you're gonna copy. Basically everything nobody can hit like that. I mean, no, he's obviously not gonna punch that hard and that fast. But you know, you get what I'm saying. Everything I'm gonna throw at the bag. Yeah, but see, once I throw the killer six, I did that shit one time. Then, you know, I trained a kid one time. And I threw the killer six, and he's like, dude, I can't fucking throw that many punches in fucking goddamn split second. He's like, well, yeah, you know, first I'm going to teach him how to throw the jab, how to snap that shit real quick. You know what I mean? I'm going to teach him how to fight southpaw and orthodox, switch, dynamic. I knock guys out as a southpaw. I put Hoodoo to sleep. I was literally on my left down there, motherfucker. Put him to sleep. Ambulance got him. You know what I mean? So, that bitch Chuck Waddell, man, if I ever see him talking shit again, I'm going to have to, because I don't know where to find him. I seen him randomly on the street and I punked him. Yeah, you know, if I see him again, I'm definitely going to knock him the fuck out. But I don't know, man, I'm married, man, I have a wife now, man. I don't go to clubs anymore, I don't, look, man, you all know I used to mess around with other women, it's on video, man, okay, no more, man. I always wanted to get married. And I did. And time flies, man. It's almost 1 year how I've been married, and it's almost 2 years how I've been with my wife. Well, you know, Daria was my girlfriend first, and then, you know, she became my fiance, and she became my wife. Yeah, I mean, we've been through a lot. We've lived through all the bad times. Good times, bad times, now it's great times, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing, man. I'm beating the shit out of people, and, you know. I'm making money training them. No, not the people that I beat. The guys I beat are world-class fighters, man. No, I'm talking about I train, like, regular dudes that want to fight. Even some fighters that want to get better. I told them, I'm like, listen, man, you want to do this shit for real. I mean, you tell me you want to do this for self-defense. You want to fucking do this for cardio, for endurance. You want to do this shit to literally become a fucking fighter. I'm like, I'll make you a badass, man. Like, you know, money up front. That's it. First session with the master. I'm like, that TMT bullshit, man, that ain't going to teach you anything, man. That shoulder roll garbage, man, that stuff ain't going to do anything. In the street fight, you get killed if you do that shoulder roll shit. Nobody going to fucking... Middle of the junior, man, I would not hit him in the shoulder. I would hit him... I'm so fast, I would connect on his jaw. He would get sparked instantly. You know, it's like what have we done? Everything. So I can beat this guy's ass. I literally went to Vegas and knocked his fucking dad out. I mean, come on. Knocked your daddy out. Your daddy slapped you on fucking video or some shit. I don't know. I think senior like talked him and said he beat his ass or some shit. Okay, but I beat senior's ass. And junior's still ducking me. He's the only small guy that I want to beat. Yeah, because he claims that he's the best ever and I'm the best ever. Out of the heavyweights, I really want to knock out Shannon Briggs. I realize that Klitschko and Fury and Wilder, they don't want to fight. Shannon Briggs, like I said, motherfucker, I'll take my talents to South Beach, motherfucker, and I'll put you to sleep and I'll show you who the champ is. Keep saying, let's go, champ. He's really calling me out. He keeps saying, let's go, champ. Hey, let's go, man. Let's go, motherfucker. I hit you so fucking hard, you'll think fucking 10 Lennox horses hit you, man. I hit way harder than Lennox horse. I got a lot more power than a prime Lennox horse, right? And a lot more speed. A lot more hand speed than Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao put together, and a lot more power than Lennox Lewis. You seriously, you would get hurt, dude. Shannon Briggs. Yeah, I mean, I have the guy's number. I don't have to fucking make radio call-outs to him. I can just call him and leave him a voicemail and shit. This dude would get fucking wasted first punch. Yeah, I'm that fucking good that I knock people out. I TKO people with one or two punches, literally, like three, four, five, six punches tops. Nobody can go to what distance, dude, what rounds. Dude, motherfuckers, I have so much kinetic energy in my punches that as soon as I connect, they either drop or they quit. They don't, a lot of the times, they don't even allow me to knock them out. Like, as soon as I hit them, they're like, this is it, I'm done. Yeah, the guy in the ring, I hit him with, full force, I put him to sleep, man. Kung Fu motherfucker, canvas boy, man. Charlie's the best, man. But yeah, about basketball, listen, man. I'm still predicting San Antonio wins it all, man. Look at this shit.
Hey, what's up, brutal right indeed, homeboy? Oh, is that motherfucker singing a song? Dude, I hit that motherfucker so hard I made him sing, man. Look at this shit. Damn, you haters got fucking on, man. Who got the last laugh? 135 and 0, baby. Woo! Shannon Briggs. Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ. This motherfucker, no, seriously, this Briggs guy. Shannon Briggs has mental problems, man. How the fuck, how many times? He literally says this shit like 50 times in 1 minute. Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ. Really, he's calling me out. He came up to Wilder, and Wilder didn't do shit. And I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw, motherfucker. Why don't you hit Deontay Wilder? Why don't you go bare knuckle with him? You fucking sure sound like you wanted to fight him on the spot. Bullshit. That motherfucker, it's all fake, man. Briggs is slow as fuck. That motherfucker has no reflexes. What power? That guy can't hit for shit. Feather fisted, man. That guy fights bums, man. I'll kill that motherfucker. How many losses does Briggs have? He has so many losses, man. I lost count how many losses he has, man. I punched the motherfucker today so hard the motherfucker was started singing, man. Come on now. Oh, look at this shit. Whoa, look at that shit.
Oh, you're the best ever, baby.
Yeah, you delusional haters need to cut it out, man. I mean, it's quite obvious that I'm number one pound for pound, and stop calling me out, man, because you people are sick, you're like, you guys are like seriously schizophrenic, you know what I mean? Like, you're mentally ill, right? No, like, when I said that the haters are harmless, like, yeah, they're not fighters. They don't know how to fucking fight. If I'm beating fucking 270-pound kickboxers and if I punched a hater, chances are that I'd, like, cripple them and maybe even kill them. When I said the haters are harmless, I meant that they're harmless in a combat sense. Like, they don't know how to fight. But crazy people do crazy things. You don't even know what's in these people's minds. They might have a gun, a knife, you don't know. Yeah, that way I don't know if they're harmless. But, I mean, who the fuck knows what's in their head? Yeah, they may have. Well, I'm saying it in a fighting standpoint. They don't know how to fight. Of course, these people sit on the internet all day and talk shit. I'm beating the shit out of motherfuckers. My whole life is fighting. I don't do anything. I don't play basketball anymore. I shot some hoops. I was, at a gym. The court. I haven't played ball in a while, man. I'm not as good as I used to be in basketball. I've not. Of course, if I put time into it, I'm sure. But basketball is just, I'm more of a fan than a player now. Before I used to, yeah. Before I used to play basketball, street ball, I used to play for money. I used to win a lot of money. You know, and I used to beat people. I used to challenge people one-on-one in basketball. You know, I won most. Well, I lost a few, you know. But the people that I lost to, I beat them in the rematch, though. I'm a competitor, man. When I'm playing a video game, until I fucking win the championship, and like the NBA game that I play, until I win the championship, I'm literally sitting there until I win the whole thing. If I lost one season, I play the next. I lost another, and then I finally win the title. I'm a competitor. I'm a winner. You know what I mean? Winner in life, baby. Well, I mean, I've always said, when I was a kid, I predicted my wife is going to be a supermodel, Ukrainian supermodel, Daria. There you go. Made love to her. The woman fell in love with me, married her, kissed her at a wedding. Lights out, baby. Number one pound for pound. Hey, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that I'm proud that, you know, I've done so much. I've been doubted for so long. And speaking of basketball, the Spurs will be the champions, man. They lost the season series to the Warriors. Listen, the Warriors, they're really good. They're a really good team. But, you know, listen, they're, for now, look, season champions, man, there's no such thing as a season championship, right? I think that, for one, Boris Diaw and Tim Duncan didn't play. In a series? Fuck it. I think San Antonio wins in 7. Or even 6. Yeah, I think Spurs will beat them regardless. If Spurs don't win it this year, they'll do it next year. But no, I think they'll do it this year if they stay healthy. But the bottom line is, damn, man, this motherfucker starts singing. Look at this shit.
Whoa! You fucking haters are delusional, man. You fucking retard. Talking all that shit, man. I beat another heavyweight. That dude was from Lebanon, man.
Got off number one pound for pound. 135 tried and 135 fell. 136 is going to fail really bad. No, 136
is going to get laid the fuck out. Well, like, TKO'd so bad that, man. Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. I just love to fight so much. I just can't stop, man. I just keep beating. Because, like, the thing is, it's like these sick people on these forums, I read what they were saying about me yesterday. They talked so much shit, and I'm like, fuck, man. Beat 3 motherfuckers in a day, and these people are still running their mouth, discrediting my opponents, you know, like. No, they're treating me like I'm some fucking backyard brawler, and I'm the fucking greatest boxer of all time, pound for pound number one. Listen, I was in the ring with fucking Deontay Wilder and Mayweather Sr., man. These mainstream guys. I beat both of them, man. I beat Jill Zavala. Jill Zavala was a TV fighter. He was fucking all that fucking crowd, commentators, all this bullshit. Jill Zavala, I outboxed him. I schooled him. I made Jill Zavala look like a fool. Everybody, underground guys, mainstream guys, fucking Marines, Navy SEAL, fucking everybody, Krav Maga, they all lost to me. When are you retarded people going to get, when are you going to get it that I'm unbeatable, I will never lose? And some guy today in Inglewood, you know what he was saying? He was saying, oh, one day you're going to meet your match. I'm like,